We belong to a fellowship that declares as its identity Baptist. So what is a Baptist, right? Two Baptists, three opinions about what is a Baptist, okay? What does it mean? If you're like me, you probably don't think about it that much, if you think about it at all. But there are three guiding principles that steer us as a congregation. You can find these Baptist principles in the back of your constitution of the church. Everyone who is a member has received a constitution of the church when they met together with people to talk about their faith and how they are, in fact, Christians in order to join, right? Here's the three principles of the Baptist Union of Scotland's Declaration of Principle. Number one, that the Lord Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, is the sole and absolute authority in all matters pertaining to faith and practice. You believe Jesus is Lord? Oh, hey, we're on board. You're a Baptist so far. Okay. As revealed in the Holy Scriptures, do you understand that when you read the Bible, God has revealed his word to you so that you can know him? And he hasn't taken sections of it that they don't count. All right? As revealed in the Holy Scriptures. And that each church has liberty under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Are you filled with the Spirit, believer? Are you led by the Spirit? Because being led by the Spirit, you are at liberty to interpret and administer God's laws. Do you believe that? If you believe that, hey, you're a Baptist. At least in Scotland, you're a Baptist. Okay. I'm not making light of this. This is the real stuff. You agree to this if you're a member of this church. That was number one. Jesus is Lord, the Scripture says so, and we are the church, the Holy Spirit is guiding. So when we're led by the Spirit, it's to do the Lord's will, not to fight among ourselves, but to seek God's will. Now, sometimes you get two opinions, and you find out God's will in the midst of those. It's important. Here's the second principle of the Scottish Baptist Declaration of Principles. It's really quite streamlined compared to the Great British one or other ones in the world. That Christian baptism is the immersion in water. That's not a surprise. Into the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit of those who have professed repentance towards God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for our sins according to the Scriptures and was buried and rose again on the third day. I think I knew that stuff, did you? Yeah, baptism of believers who repent and follow Jesus Christ. And then the third one, it is the duty of every disciple to bear witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ and to take part in the evangelization of the world. That's it. That's all it takes. So if you believe all those things, congratulations. They will agree that you are a Baptist. I do understand that other churches that don't say Baptist believe these things. But this is the requirement and the basis for our affiliation as churches across Scotland. And you coming in, if you said, I'd like to be a member, the thing you say, I can hang with that. I believe the church runs that way. That's how it works, and that's all it is. And the only standard of membership is faith in Jesus Christ, the Lord of the church, and to understand how he guides the church, and then to be the church. Isn't that good news? When we meet, it's God who leads the meeting, which is, you know, it's an odd thing because it sounds like every one of your voices speaking out and asking questions until we come to agreement. Isn't it good? If we're following him and yielding to him and deferring to him, it's God leading the church. And woe to the person who gets in the way. If it's a mouthy minister or if it's anybody else pushing for our own stuff, that was not good. Moses did not enter the Holy Land because of his unbelief and because of his representation of God, and he struck the rock when God said, speak to the rock. Simple missed instruction, and God said, oh, Moses, I have to give you a time out. You have to come out of the world, and you're going to sit there on that step until Jesus is at the Mount of Transfiguration, and we'll see you again in history. But you cannot go and cross into the Promised Land. You can't be part of the parade. You have a timeout because of the thing that you've done. That's so heavy. In anger, misrepresenting God to people. I think that's an admonition for how we conduct ourselves in the church meeting. And it's a good thing in this church that that's really not, I mean, we're all human, and every once in a while says, so I can't believe, you know, we talked about this, and boy, why do things move like, you know, slower than I want to move? That happens. And that's not like step away, he's going to get struck by lightning, right? But brothers and sisters, do we agree? Are we going forward? Here's how God leads. That's the stuff. And then there's that thing that